We're opening up our mailboxes, inboxes, and apps to showcase some of the great new arrivals at WNCW on Episode 9 of our new music podcast, On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and today we go from bluegrass to reggae to Americana and pop, and I promise that it will all sync up nicely. As is our habit, we'll feature artists from the Carolinas, with Sarah Siskind and Sunliner representing the Old North State and Danger Muffin coming from the South. WNCW Scotty Robertson joins us for DJ for a Day, and we'll talk about the state of funk, soul, dance floor jazz with his show Rhythm Theorem. It all wraps up with the segue of the week, one from the Ramones. To begin the show, here is husband and wife team Sarah Siskind and Travis Book from their Sarah Siskind and Sunliner EP Love. Travis is well known as the bassist in the infamous String Dusters, and Sarah is not only a performer in her own right, but she also has written many big hits for other artists like Alison Krauss and songs featured on the TV series Nashville. This collaboration stands apart from both of their main bodies of work and features Brian Caputo on drums. Here's the song, By You.
Thank you. Found myself like a fire finds folly in the flood. Suffocating just to sit where others stood. Found your eyes, they were drifting out toward mine. You were looking for a better way. Christine.
Spring is here and love is in the air with our first set at On the Way Up. That's Andrew Combs and Better Way from his New West Records album, Canyons of My Mind. Comparing this disc to his 2015 release, All These Dreams, Combs says, Canyons of My Mind is much more personal. It's a testament to my acceptance of who I am as a man and who I am becoming. Between All These Dreams and Canyons, Combs married his longtime girlfriend, Kristen, with whom he honeymooned for 6 weeks in the Minnesota wilderness. There are so many great songs in this album, it's really hard to pick just one. Ahead of that, Sarah Siskind and Sunliner, the band that gets its name from the street that Sarah and husband Travis Book lived on when they were in Nashville. Now they make Brevard, North Carolina, their home. Here is one of our go-to artists at WNCW, Tim O'Brien, with the title track to his latest, Where the River Meets the Road.
By way of Baltimore, I rode the train 100 miles, I walked 100 more, and I could smell the smoke a-pouring off those iron bills before I even saw the town from the top of Wheeling Hill. Where the river meets the road, where the river meets the road. On the eastern bank of the Ohio, where the river meets the road. They've grown this town by leaps and bounds since they built that Cumberland Road. The railroad came in 53 and they're pushing on, I'm told. They built a big old iron bridge, faces to the west. But I stayed here for a job of work, I think it worked out best. Where the river meets the road, where the river meets the road. On the eastern bank of the Ohio, where the river meets the road. Sunday mass, she was singing in the choir. Her father worked as a blacksmith with a bellows, hammer, and fire. I started out as a roustabout, at night my back would throb. I made a plan and won her hand when I got my scrivener's job. I tied the church, paid my bills, and sent the rest back home. I put roots down in Wheeling Town and never more will roam. Daughters now, for them I will provide. I'll teach them how to read and write, walk these streets with pride. Where the river meets the road, where the river meets the road. On the eastern bank of the Ohio, where the river meets the road. Where the river meets the road, where the river meets the road. On the eastern bank of the Ohio, where the river meets the road.
Thank you.
That's the Real Deal Bluegrass from Daly and Vincent with Gimme All the Love You Got. From their latest called Patriots and Poets, Jamie Daly, Darren Vincent, and the band are joined by Steve Martin, Doyle Lawson, Bela Fleck, and David Rawlings, to name a few. They were also very recently inducted to the Grand Ole Opry. Before that, we heard from Tim O'Brien, who has dialed in with his new one, Where the River Meets the Road. This gets back to his roots, celebrating the music of Tim's native state of West Virginia. After 14 solo records and countless collaborations, Tim looks back at some early influences here. There's some bluegrass, some country, old time, and Americana on the album, with originals plus songs from Bill Withers, Hazel Dickens, and Billy Ed Wheeler, among others. That was the title track, telling the story of Tim's great-grandfather, who in 1851 immigrated from Ireland to Wheeling, West Virginia. Back then, the new National Road had just connected Baltimore and the East Coast to the Ohio River, so Wheeling was where the river meets the road. Let's change it up now and get down to the coast of South Carolina for the latest from Danger Muffin on WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up.
Come swim with me in the waves.
Jim Gardner has made music under the moniker Junior James and the Late Guitar since the late 90s and brings us the combination EP and retrospective titled Optismit, which explores themes of luck, fate, fortune, and destiny. That was Jim's one cover, Prisoner, the tribute to Lucky Dubé. Junior James has a wide range of styles from rock to reggae, and he has an extensive history in radio. I first met him when we were fellow DJs at WXYC in Chapel Hill in the early 90s. And he came here to WNCW to found Dubatomic Particles, our reggae and dub mix, which still airs here on Sunday nights. Before Junior James, we got one from Charleston, South Carolina by way of Marshall, North Carolina trio Danger Muffin. Vocalist and guitarist Dan Lottie relocated to the Western North Carolina mountains with his newlywed wife a few years ago. Heritage is their sixth record in a decade, and it features a bit of a different direction for the band. There's more of a folk and Appalachian feel to much of it. However, they still keep to their trademark grooves in much of the record, as evidenced there with the tune Waves. Tragically, the band lost longtime friend Kirk Horn during the recording of the album, but they dedicated the closing track One Last Swim to the percussionist who passed away just a week after recording that song. Now it's time to get funky on our DJ for a Day, where you get a glimpse of what life is like up on the 189th floor inside the Megaplex of WNCW Studios. I'm joined by midday host and the man who created Rhythm Theorem, Scotty Robertson. DJ for a Day. I'm joined by Scotty Robertson, midday host here at WNCW, the founder and the host of Rhythm Theorem. You can hear that 11 o'clock Saturday nights here at Grassroots Radio. Welcome, Scotty.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's nice to be here, and you're looking sparkling.
I managed to bring the glitter today. I remembered this time.
Yeah, always. It's good to have that in your pocket.
Tell us a little bit about the Rhythm Theorem and what that show is about. How does it fit into the big picture here? It's a unique kind of musical animal.
Well, you're right, Joe. It is. The Rhythm Theorem is an exploration and a celebration of rhythm and groove. So when I was a youngster, you know, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, in the deeply influenced and immersed in the African American community in Eastern Virginia. And so I was really fortunate to get a big dose of that classic stuff when I was really young. Ray Charles played in my house all the time when I was a kid. And I got to go to all these shows with those seminal, you know, soul bands. Very fortunate to take in acts like the, you know, the Shylights and the Spinners and the Temptations and, you know, Brother Ray and all these other acts. And it really colored my musical experience and my upbringing. And so I suppose in a way that the Rhythm Theorem is a little bit of a self-absorbed look back, but it's also a look forward. There's so much going on in the world of rhythm and groove. You know, we certainly pay attention to not only classic soul, but you know, funk music and Afrobeat and greasy jazz. So you know, people that are Hammond B3 fans, we always try to get a dose of that in there. There's, you know, we do world beat. There really is a lot of music that not only moves your hips, but also has some lyrical content that's going to move you as well. You know, so much of this music really blossomed out of the civil rights movement in the 60s. And so while there's always the lovey-dovey and the romantic quotient to soul music, but there's can also be a revolutionary fervor there that can pop off. And so a lot of the music that's being produced today, whether in soul and R&B, and hip hop and such, is also going to, you know, that's where you're seeing some anger and resistance and that sort of thing pop up too. So we'll get into that as well during the Rhythm Theorem. So I try to expose folks to, you know, a broad range of what's happening there. Is it mountain music? Maybe not so much, but I believe that in the wide net that we cast at WNCW in terms of exposing folks to musical styles, I think it's an absolute essential listening that that people get a dose of rhythm and soul and funk and such.
There's obviously a thriving scene in this. This genre is doing quite well these days, but I imagine that you do a lot of crate digging as well. How do you put together the show, and you know, like how much of it is really hard to find?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, there are a lot of that old classic soul and funk was never released on CDs, and so I do have to spend a lot of time flipping through LPs at some of my favorite record stores to turn up some of this stuff. There are, you know, a few compilations, I guess, out there that you can dig into. But if you're looking for classic Eddie Bowe or Alan Toussaint or Lee Dorsey stuff from New Orleans, say, you know, a lot of that stuff is on vinyl. You're just going to have to go search for it. And so I guess the show is made up of both CD recordings and LP stuff. There's nothing like dropping the needle on a big slab of vinyl and hearing a little pop and hiss and then that big dynamic analog sound. So I do like to get into that thing. So far as how we put it together, it's a little pixie dust and the magic of the digital world here at WNCW. I do try to mix up the genres and try to keep it interesting for folks, you know, whether it's instrumentals or vocalist, try to keep people surprised as well. So the value of the rare recordings really comes into play. I mean, everybody's probably heard, you know, Michael Jackson, but they probably have not heard some deep soul jazz from Donald Byrd or, you know, Jimmy McGriff. So we're gonna do that in equal parts to make sure that people's tastes are slated, as they say.
Scotty, for the casual fan of R&B or soul or groove, what is their gateway to a deeper understanding or really getting hooked on this?
Oh, man, what is the meaning of soul? That's kind of where we're at, you know? You like Brother Mingus said, right? You got to get it in your soul. I think people find soul because of the emotional quiver of it. You know, so much of soul music really comes from experience, from heartbreak and ecstasy. And I think you can't really experience soul music and that broad range of music that we're talking about until you've kind of experienced some of those human experiences. You know, when that stuff touches you, then you can really relate to a songwriter. And gosh, you know, just in terms of instrumentation, I'm a freak over a Hammond B3 organ, man. I think that instrument has the ability to color a composition, the ability to offer up a real emotional response more than a lot of other instruments. So I'm drawn to that kind of thing, you know, greasy jazz Hammond B3 stuff. But wow, you know, to introduce people to soul. You know, I think you probably come at it from a vocalist perspective. You know, if you hear the ache in Brother Ray Charles's voice, or you know, the desire in Chaka Khan singing, you know, that kind of thing. I think that's what gets people initially into it, and then they start to dig around. You know, there's just so much fabulous music being made out there. You know, just the other night, I went to a show and got knocked out by a young trio of ladies. 79.5 is the name of the group, and they're just getting ready to release their debut album. Stunning, stunning vocalist, backed up by a greasy soundtrack that was, you know, urban with touches of disco to it. You know, that kind of thing is being made all across the country. And once again, by the time it, you know, you can find it in the record stores and you can occasionally find it on a radio station like WNCW, but so much of that stuff's happening in clubs and gathering places out of the way. And that's why I always say, you know, live music is better, people. You got to get out the door and go explore. And that's where you really get turned on. You know, in Asheville, they have the fabulous Tuesday Night Funk Jam that celebrates not only the best local players, but, you know, the traveling musicians that come in and are hip to that scene, so they drop in. That kind of thing's happening in cities and towns wherever there's a music scene. So if you're, if you're wondering where to tap in, well, sometimes you just have to get out the door and go explore a little bit.
Scotty, if you could be a player or a vocalist, who would you be?
Oh, I'd be a player. That's kind of a loaded answer, isn't it?
Well, which,
I'm a player, Joe. I'm a player.
Which player?
No, I wish that my mother had beat on me harder about the keyboards. I would have really dove into the Hammond B3. Yeah, I really do. I love that. I played bass for many years, but I never found the ability to express myself with the same color that the B3 offers. So yeah, if I could go back and do it again, I'd be there.
We're talking with Scotty Robertson about all things Rhythm Theorem. You can catch that 11 to midnight here Saturday nights on WNCW. Thank you, Scotty.
Brother Joe, it's always a pleasure.
Back to the music we go with the song Stained Glass from Real Estate. 40 years ago, disco was the rage, but the Ramones weren't having it, so they made Sheena Is a Punk Rocker, which is a good thing. That's our segue of the week. Coco Hames knows a thing or two about rock and roll. She fronted the Etts and is now out on her own on Merge Records with her self-titled debut. That was I Don't Want to Go. Haim says she grew up listening to music like Dusty Springfield, Bobby Gentry, and Patsy Cline, and I'd say those influences as well as some of that girl group Wall of Sound vibe is on display here too. To kick it off was Real Estate, who had a big hit with their last album, 2014's Atlas. Since then, primary songwriter Martin Courtney has become a father of two and moved from the Garden State to upstate New York and released a solo album, while bassist Alex Bleeker relocated to California. Co-founder and lead guitarist Matt Mondaneel left the band, and longtime friend and New Jersey native Julian Lynch joined the group. We heard the five-piece playing the song Stained Glass. Well, that's all the tunes we have for this week. Please do come back for WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up. I'm Joe Kendrick, thanking you for listening. Please do support the artists that you hear on this podcast. And please support WNCW. This and everything we do here is fueled by our membership and your support. You can become a member quickly and easily anytime at our website at wncw.org. Our theme music from Eliza Lynn, Sing a New Song, takes us out. Until next time.
Sing a new song in the rain. Sing a new song till the drops coming down. Sing a new song where you are. Sing a new song where the sky meets the ground.